The Midwest has received some much-needed moisture. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today.
Yes. We have two troughs of low pressure, one right after the other, that are kind of headed into the region, and both of them have a fair little pool of cool air aloft, and that should help to stimulate some pretty good rainfall.
That's Drew Lerner with World Weather based out of Kansas City. He said the first part of that system made its way through the area Wednesday, Thursday, and into Friday, along with showers and some cooler temperatures.
Wouldn't surprise me to see a few wild thunderstorms producing some severe weather, so we'll need to kind of keep an eye on that. But rain totals across the eastern part of South Dakota, neighboring areas of Nebraska and Minnesota could easily run from 1 to 2 inches with this. Now, it is a narrow band, though, and it looks like the storms will fire up pretty much over the easternmost part of South Dakota. So some of the areas in central and western South Dakota are not going to do that well, and Nebraska is still going to be at the center of a lot of dryness. Now, all that's from the first system, and there will be a second event, and that second event will come along a few days later, and this one is still up for some debate, but it actually has more potential to produce generalized rain, and that would occur on Monday going into Tuesday. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. That could be a much more generalized rain for most of the Dakotas, Minnesota, even a few spots in Nebraska, maybe.
Drew said to expect temperatures this week a little cooler than they were last week, temperatures are expected to be in the upper 50s, low 60s, pretty well through the remainder of this week. And then going into the weekend, temperatures should be in the 70s. That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.